Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. We got your Wednesday, August 29th edition. A little nine-game night slate on tap. There's a few different day slates for you scattered around baseball, but everybody had a good 15-game slate Tuesday. It was a wild one, and the grind continues. Tonight's slate's not much different. It's a weird one. Very weird one, but fun. I like these nine games. Seven to nine games, kind of the wheelhouse that I like to play. Before we do so, I got a couple sponsors to talk to you about. First, for NFL DFSers coming up this year, and again, I said it yesterday, they're going to have more sports eventually. They're kicking it off with NFL, thequantedge.com. Amazing tools they have over there. Injury tools, cornerback receiver tools, all kinds of great stuff, and an awesome lineup optimizer, plus great writers, content, the works. So much for $99 a season of NFL action. But if you use promo code BENCHED, BENCHED, you get 10% off that package. I highly recommend it. You're not paying for picks. You're paying for tools that'll help you build your lineup. So you can listen to the 2-Point Conversion NFL DFS pod with myself and James. And then you go to the Quant Edge and you get the little help you need there to build your winning DFS lineup. So go check them out. TheQuantEdge.com, promo code BENCHED. Also, if you like playing NFL best balls or just fun, quick, easy fantasy sports, it's Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store. So much fun. Snake-style drafts. Like I said, they got best balls for football. I got about another week to do that. They have then weekly football. They got baseball, hockey, basketball, golf. Golf kicks off Friday this week. Second leg of the FedEx Cup. Tons to like there. But use promo code SDSports when you check out, and you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament. So Draft.com, Draft in your app store, promo code SDSports when you check out for entry into a free $3 tournament. If you go give us a rating and review on iTunes, we'd much, much appreciate it. It really would help the show as we get farther down the line. And last but not least, if you're looking to write for basketball, hockey, football, baseball, whatever sports-related stuff we have, come hit us up at thesportsdgens.com. Always looking for more content. We've been getting more and more writers. I really enjoy it. It's great, and the more, the merrier. So let's get it in and make it happen. With housekeeping out of the way, now let's get into your nine-game slate. Your totals on your evening slate: White Sox at Yankees, 10. Blue Jays, Orioles, 8.5. Nationals at Phillies, 9. Brewers at Reds, 9. Twins at Indians, 9.5. Rays at Braves, 8.5. Dodgers at Rangers, 10.5. Pirates, Cardinals, 8. Diamondbacks, Giants, 7.5. So it's pretty high totals there. 7 of the 9 are 8.5 or more. 5 of the 9 are 9 or more. So we're going to have a lot of offense on tap tonight. We have no pitcher over 10K after having like 6 or 7 yesterday. We have none. We have 3 over 9K. Freddy Peralta at $9,700. He's always in play for GPP. He was 30-plus points last time. We've seen him be like minus 4. You never know what you're getting. He's in Great American Small Park. Risky as hell. If you want to go there, you can. He's not on my list. Derek Rodriguez of the Giants. I love D-Rod. He's been great. $9,500. It's just too steep for me because he's been really good, but doesn't really get to 20 very often. And when he does, he doesn't have the big boom-boom upside like Freddy Peralta has. If I'm going to take the gamble, I go to Freddy at 97. D-Rod's in a great ballpark, a much better ballpark than Great American Small Park, but I won't be going there. If you're going in the 9K range, and you might not need to tonight, you go to Sean Newcomb, who, you know, he's been, after a great start to the year, scuffling a bit. He's at home, where he's got a 409 ERA. He's faced Tampa Bay once this year, 6 shutout innings and 2 hits, 6 Ks for 26.5 points. And he's coming off a 29.9 point performance at Miami. But the part I'm talking about scuffling, prior to that, 0.8 against Colorado, minus 5.4 against Milwaukee, 19.3 at Washington, but then 36.3, 20.7. So he's had his hiccups, and prior to that, 3 bad starts, then a good one. Very, very inconsistent, but we know the stuff is outstanding. And he's facing a Tampa Bay team that can scare you from time to time. But at $9,200, the Rays strike out 23% of the time versus lefties. you know, Newcomb, it's a walk thing. If he's not walking guys, he can have some success out there. Tampa Bay has a team total of 3.8. Lefty's 327, righty's 302. He's got a reverse splits going on. They have a 319 WOBA, which is okay versus lefties, but a 145 ISO is not good at all. You know, Wilson Ramos not being there really helps because that's a power threat from the right side. You got CJ Cron there. Still can pop one out, but there's no DH in Tampa, so you got to see how they're going to play all that out. Newcomb at 92 is my top option on this slate. But you drop right down, and a guy I've been using a ton lately, and people hate it, especially at this price point, is CC Sabathia at $8,900. He's at home against a bad Chicago White Sox team. CC has a 2.44 ERA at home this year. He's been damn good. Really good for a Yankees team that needs to try to hang on and might try to catch the Boston Red Sox in the AL East race. If you want to hear about playoff races, go check out Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo, episode 78, where we spent like 45 minutes breaking down the playoffs. It was a blast, just free-flowing back and forth. But CC's a big reason for that. But at $8,900 tonight, facing a White Sox team that he's dominated once this year, 5 2/3, 4 hits, 1 earned, 12 strikeouts for 30.6 DraftKings points. And that's the thing, his last three starts, 8, 7, and 12. The strikeouts have been there at Baltimore, against Texas, at the White Sox. 21-3, 29-1, 30.6. Like I said, now he's at home against this White Sox team he dominated three starts ago. They strike out 26.5% of the time versus left-handed pitcher. He's a minus 250 home favorite. He has a 45% ground ball rate, limits the hard contact to 28.5%. This is a great spot for CC. White Sox have a 3.8 total just below the Rays. Lefty's 276, righty's 304. I think CC's in an amazing spot here at $8,900, and he is my top option on the slate. I don't need to go up to Newcomb. You can go to Newcomb. I don't hate Newcomb, but CC is my guy tonight. Below him, you got Zach Godley at $8,600 against the San Francisco Giants. He's been better at home than on the road. He's faced the Giants three times this year, averaging 8.5 points per start. Not good, Bob. Coming off back-to-back rocky starts against Seattle and at San Diego, but prior to that, at Cincy was great. Philadelphia, Texas, pitched really, really well prior to that. It's just hit and miss, but in that ballpark against a very bad Giants lineup. Giants won 2-0 two nights ago. They won 1-0, I think, in the eighth or ninth last, I can't remember what it was. Their offense is not good. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Posey shut down for the year. It's getting really bad. They strike out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching, and now with Posey out, they strike out even more. Godley's got almost a 50% ground ball rate. Does give up some hard contact, but 24% K rate with a 12% swinging strike rate is a recipe for success. The Giants have a 3.7 team total below the Rays and the White Sox. Lefties do at 354, righties 333. But again, the Giants, 298 WOBA, 136 ISO, very, very bad. So Zach Godley at 86, definitely in play tonight. Dropping below Godley, now you go to Miles Mikolas, $7,800. We haven't played him for a while because his price points just never really worked out for us. Much better at home with a 2.23 ERA compared to 3.72 on the road. He's faced the Pirates three times this year. He's given up 7 earned in 19 innings, striking out 14, averaging 15 DraftKings points per start. His last two road starts, not good. But then at home against Milwaukee, 25.9, against Washington, 12.8. Good start at Miami, but then home against Colorado, 20.4, 13.3 against the Cubs. So the home is where the heart is, as they say. Pittsburgh isn't a major strikeout team, as we know. Striking out just below 20% of the time versus righties. Mikolas isn't a big strikeout guy, 17% K rate. But over 50% ground ball rate. He's going to keep you in games. I think he's a good cash game play, good floor. And the Pirates have the lowest total on the evening slate of 3.4. Lefty's 331, righty's 274. I think Mikolas is a good one to pair up if you want to save some cash, or if you just want a safe floor, even in your GPPs, it's fine, on a slate without great pitching and get all the bats. Mikolas at 78's got that kind of very good floor with a little bit of an upside ceiling in this matchup at 7,800. Going below 7K now, it gets a little dicey. You got Matt Harvey at $6,900. Yeah, it's in Great American Small Park, which is not, you know, ideal. But he's got a 3.94 ERA on the year. They're averaging 17 DraftKings points per start. He's facing a Milwaukee team that he dominated. 5 2/3, 2 hits, no earned, 6 Ks, 27.6 DraftKings points. His last three starts at the Cubs, 18.4. At home against the Giants for 25.3. At home against Arizona for 22.2. The previous home start to that, Philadelphia, 15. Got beat up by Pittsburgh, and then the Milwaukee home started 27-6. So he's pitched really well in Great American Small Park, which is kind of funny. Out of all guys to do it, it's Matt frickin' Harvey. But he's facing a Milwaukee team that strikes out over 25% of the time. He's got a 42% ground ball rate. Hard contact is there, which is terrifying. Milwaukee's got a great team total of 4.8. Lefty's 355, 4, righty's 333. They are scary, but for $6,900, Harvey could be in play, just like DeSclafani was. He pitched outstanding last night. Harvey is in play for you as well. Only other guy down here that I'm taking a look at, and I really do like this play, is Alex Cobb at $6,400. Starting to get it going this year. He struggled against Toronto to start the season. There's no sugarcoating that. But this is a new Alex Cobb of late. You know, 18 points against the Yankees. We were all over that at 5,200. 25.2 at Cleveland. 23 against Boston. 15.6 at Tampa. Last start against the Yankees, 23.3. He's been very, very good. A 6.1 against Tampa. But then last start against Toronto, 5 innings. 4 hits, 1 earned, 4 Ks for 13.1. At 12.1, he's been much, much better the last month or so. Facing a Toronto team, yes, Baltimore is a hitter-friendly ballpark, but they do strike out almost 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He's got a 50% ground ball rate. Strikeouts aren't really there, but against a Toronto team like that, it does. They do show up. Blue Jays have a 4.3 total, kind of middle of the pack tonight. Lefties 330, righties 360, so the Blue Jays bats are in play. That's why Cobb's $6,400. But for when it comes to punting, Cobb is definitely live in this matchup. Recapping your pitching real quick, as it's not the most loaded slate on the board. Let's go, Newcomb's by himself above 9K, but then 7K and above, I got CC 1, Mikolas 2, Godley 3. And then down below, I got Cobb 1, Harvey 2. So you got a few options there to pick and choose from on the mound. Let's get to the bats on this 9-game slate. The start of the catcher's position. Wilson Ramos at $4,900 versus Gio Gonzalez is outstanding. The Phillies are so live tonight, it's not even funny. 4.7 team total. Gio, lefties 316, righties 347. And Gio has been an absolute gas can of late. It's hard to pay $4,900 for a catcher, but Wilson Ramos is in an outstanding spot tonight in that ballpark. You go down a little farther, though. You got the likes of like Ronnie Chirinos at 41 versus Wood in that great hitter's ballpark there. If Mitch Garver gets a start for Minnesota, 3,900 versus the lefty or the righty Plutko could be very, very interesting. But when you drop down some more, like a Danny Jansen and a GPP at 37, if you're not using Cobb, I'll probably be on Cobb tonight in my one or two lineups, no doubt about it. Tucker Barnhart and a GPP versus Peralta at 34. If he can hit the fastball, he'll be fine. But some nights, no one can hit that Peralta fastball. Some nights, everyone can. That's why it's a GPP. If Jorge Alfaro starts for Philly instead of Ramos, he's 3,100 versus Gio. That's an outstanding play at that price point. Really, really like that one. Other than that, maybe a Luke Molle at $2,900, a Kevin Smith versus CeCe at 29, Caleb Joseph versus Barucci at 28. I like that a lot. If Joseph is in the lineup at 28, that's some big time value for you there. Other than that, check your lineup, see what pops up. As there'll be a few here and there, but nothing crazy. At Joseph at 28. Only one that stands out at the moment as your punt at the position. First base, you got Muncy at 54. Gets lefties just fine, so don't run from that. You got Matty Carpenter at 51 versus Trevor Williams. Very, very intriguing there. Joey Gallo in a GPP, sure. But you slide on down a little farther. Like Paul Goldschmidt down to 47 is in play. It's a tough ballpark, so not the most ideal setting, but could be in play for you. Yonder Alonso at 45 versus Stewart's very, very intriguing against Cole Stewart. Cleveland has a 5.4 team total. It's third highest on the slate. Lefties 406, righties 325. Stewart's been getting blown up. So Yonder Alonso at 45, definitely worth the look for you there. Sliding back down, looks like Abreu. Yeah, Abreu's going to be out for a little bit longer, so I thought. Okay, so I'll have to check that. Miguel Sano in a GPP at 42 can be a sneaky play versus Adam Plutko. Plutko just doesn't do it for me. I know a lot of people like him. He's very, very... I don't know, he has those good games and those really bad games. So you can pick your poison with Minnesota if you'd like, if you want to be a little different there. I don't completely hate it. But sliding on down, switch hitting Carlos Santana at 42 versus Gio. Outstanding look there. Like that quite a bit. Ryan Zimmerman at 4,100. He's been swinging a good bat the last couple weeks. He's averaging 9.9 in his last 10. He had 24 last night. 24, 5, and 7 in his last 3. But a good run in the last week. Had a really good run. 4,100 versus Jake Arrieta. Arrieta is such a pitch to contact guy these days, and he can get blown up at a moment's notice. Nationals a 4.3 team total. Lefties 349, righties only 295. But Zimmerman, I'll take that gamble. Justin Smoke went to Ding Dong City yesterday. He's 4K with the guy you want right now because he is white hot. He's first base outfield eligible for the Baltimore Orioles. Trey Mancini, 4K versus Barucci. Mancini, 19, 29, 14, 17. I was all over him yesterday at 3,600. He's up to 4K versus Barucci. You're going to jump on this one, folks. Baltimore 4.2 team total. Lefties 303, righties 355. So Trey Mancini at first base or outfield at 4K, definitely in play tonight. A little farther down, you could go to Jose Martinez at 39. He went to Ding Dong City yesterday. Greg Bird at 3,700 versus Ronaldo Lopez. Ronaldo Lopez gives up a lot of loud contact. Greg Bird is super inconsistent, so he's GPP only, but could be a punt play for you there. Maybe a Neil Walker at 36. That's about it. You might have a couple more pop up, but nothing too crazy. That Mancini at 4K, pretty good value outside of the top guns at the position. Second base, you got a little Scooter Gennett at 47. Not bad at all versus Willie Peralta, because I want to clarify, Willie's been really, really good or really, really bad. So you got a Cincinnati team with a 4.2 team total. Lefties do it 361. Righties only 246. So Scooter at 47, nice GPP play for you there. A little Travis Shaw versus Harvey. We talked about lefties versus Harvey. Shaw's slowed down after a nice week or so ago, but 45 could be in play. The play I like is Brian Dozier. I was all over him yesterday at 44. In play again today. He went to Ding Dong City yesterday for 19 DraftKings points, going up against Mike Minor at $4,400 in a ballpark that's going to play like Coors Field tonight. Texas has a 4.85 team total. Lefties 241. Righties 326. Oh, no. We want the Dodgers. Dodgers have a 5.7 team total. Lefties 282. Righties 358 versus Mike Minor. So Dozier definitely in play. You can look at a Gleyber Torres if you want a GPP, a Johnny VR at $4,300. He picked up, I believe it was his 12th base last night. He's still on 5 bases in his last 10. He's averaging 9.7 in his last 10. He had 20 last night, so I keep mentioning him. 20, 19, and 9 in his last 3. When he goes off, he goes off, and he's a switch hitter. Going up against Baruki, he can get on and steal some bags at $4,300. I don't hate that at all, especially if you're stacking the Orioles, a little VR and Mancini action there. Don't hate it at all against Baruki, who's very, very hot and cold. And when he's cold, it is beautiful if you have the offense. Going on down even farther, you get to like a Jason Kipnis at 41, a Lourdes Gurriel at 41 are both okay. Asdrubal Cabrera switch hitting versus Gio at 41, I can dig that quite a bit. Below 4K, though, it gets really bleak. Maybe a Ketel Marte, maybe a Neil Walker at 36. Not a ton to love there. Maybe an Alan Hansen or a Joe Panic at 33, not great. If you want a punt, you go to like a Logan Forsythe at 3,200 versus Plutko. I don't hate that at all. Forsythe was raking. He's slumping quite a bit, but at that price point at 32, you don't need as much. Minnesota still has a 4.1 team total. Lefties 407, righties 265, so he's gotten righties pretty good. But at that price point at 32, you can play there. Devin Travis, 32 as well. Another punt for you in the bottom part if you need one. Let's go over to the third base position, where you'll be very top-heavy. Jose Ramirez at 57 in a great spot versus Cole Stewart. We mentioned Muncy. Justin Turner at 53. We know how he can crush lefties. He's just on fire, period. 12 more points last night, averaging 15.4 his last 10. 12, 25, 14, 21 in his last 4. In a great spot there versus Mike Minor, as the Dodgers are going to rake tonight. Good spot there at 53. Mentioned Carpenter already. Miguel Andujar is straight fire as well at $4,800, averaging 12 in his last 10 at 16 last night. 16, 4, 15, 6, 25, and 8 in his last 5. 6 or more with a couple double digits in there against Ronaldo Lopez. The Yankees have a 6.2 team total, highest on the evening slate. Lefties 361, righties 376 versus Ronaldo Lopez, who's given up a lot of long balls this year. So Miguel Andujar at 48 is in play. I think everyone's going to flock to the Dodgers, and for good reasons. But you just saw right there, the people that make these lines, the powers to be, like the Yankees, to score even more runs than your Doyers. You're going on farther, like a Mike Moustakas at 44. I wish he was a little higher in the lineup, but still in a good spot there if you're stacking the Brew Crew. Jerickson Profar is interesting at 42. Matt Davidson against Sabathia at 42 is interesting as well. Love me some Anthony Rendon, $4,200. Went to Ding Dong City yesterday, 24 DraftKings points. Averaged an 8 per start, 24, 5, and 13 in his last 3. If you've listened long enough, you know my love for him, because I don't think he gets properly priced for the upside that he has. He gets 300 on the year, drives in runs, scores. He's just like he's a cash game staple type guy. Helps you pay for pitching. $4,200 for Rendon, very, very nice. You can slide on down to like a Johan Camargo at 4K if you need to. I wish Vladdy Guerrero Jr. was in here. That'd be outstanding. But the farther down you go, it gets really bleak at the position. Really, really bleak. Nothing really stand up. Maybe a Colin Moran at 34 if you need to. A Timmy Beckham, our boy, he went deep yesterday. Proved why he's a GP play on the regular. Third base shortstop, $3,300 against Baruki. I love that as a punt. That is a great play. And or even as a stack, $3,300 against Baruki for Timmy Beckham is great. Shortstop, you got Lindor at 53. Yep. Machado at 52 is outstanding. That is a he should be way more in that match. 14 points last night. He's averaging 12 points in his last 10. His last three, 14, 16, 21. That's too cheap in that matchup for Manny Machado. That is not right at all. You go Trey Turner at 47 if you need to, but I go to Machado at this top point if you need to. But sliding on down, like Jose Peraza, I always say it when you're stacking him, go for it. He had a home run yesterday and another good game. So he's in play if you're stacking the Reds. Jerks of Profar, talked about him briefly at 42. Jorge Polanco's day-to-day, if he cracks the lineup at 41, you can take a look at him versus Plutko. I don't hate that. It's Drew Cabrera at 41. You got Camargo again in his matchup. Elvis Andrus at $3,800 versus Wood is very intriguing at that price point to save some cash. Adrianza, if he's starting for Minnesota because Polanco's out, he's $3,400 versus Plutko. That's a good punt play for you there. And then Timmy Beckham at 33, another one you can look at down below. So you do have some options between Adrianza and Beckham. Beckham in a better spot than Adrianza, but both good punts if you need them. Then you head to the outfield. Christian Yelich, I told you he was one of the top plays on the slate yesterday. He double-dogged. He's averaging 14.5 his last 10. He had 34 yesterday. He's got 34, 2, 14, 16, 29, 7, 14, 5, 14, 10. 10 or more in 7 of 10 games. Pretty damn good. 5,800 versus Harvey in a great spot again today. Acuna just keeps crushing it. He can be in play for you. Michael Brantley at 51, very intriguing versus Cole Stewart. Same with Rosario at 51. Both kind of GPP plays because they're higher priced than most would like to pay for them, so it kind of brings some upside there. You got the always GPP relevant Giancarlo, only 5 points yesterday, averaging 7.6 his last 10. 5-0-0-7-4-8-7-8. It took 8 games back on a 16 and a 21, so he's been pretty quiet for Giancarlo's standards. 5,100 versus Ronaldo Lopez tonight. Going on down, though, I love me some Reese's Pieces. $4,900 versus Gio Gonzalez. Pretty darn good there. Aaron Hicks at 48, intriguing as well. Sliding on down, like Chris Taylor. He's the birthday boy today for the Dodgers. Outfield shortstop eligible at 4,500. Maybe he has a little birthday narrative for him. Low Kane at 45 when you're stacking the Brew Crew versus Harvey. You can definitely go that direction. Juan Soto at 45. Some play versus Arrieta if you're looking at the Nats. Curtis Granderson at 44 versus Cobb. If you're not using Cobb, it's a GPP play for sure. Kiki Hernandez, outfield shortstop at 43 versus Minor. We know how Kiki likes his lefties. He's in play. A nice value with Max Kepler at 43. I can go there. GPP with Scotty Scheffler. I don't hate it at 43. We know the power he has, especially in that ballpark against Peralta. GPP only there. But Max Kepler, I like a little more against Plutko. But Scheffler's got the ballpark advantage. Randall Grichuk at 43 is not bad. He's hitting cleanup yesterday. If he's in a good spot today, he could be in play for you. Like a Matty Kemp versus Mike Minor at 42. A little bit of a discount in the Dodgers lineup there for Matt Kemp. Slide down far, Yasiel Puig at 41. Greg Allen at 41 versus Cole Stewart and the Indians. That's a good one, especially if you're stacking. I do like that quite a bit. Avisel Garcia versus CC at 41 is intriguing if you're not using CC, but I think I'll be all in on CC tonight. If the White Sox do it again, they do it again. But they've hit the last two nights. We'll see how it goes tonight. Odubel Herrera at GPP at 4K. I don't care. It's lefty-lefty. You can look at that at that price point. Mentioned Jose Martinez of the Cardinals already at 39. It's an interesting play for you. Farther down, like a Jake Cave at 38 versus Plutko is a little bit of value. Harrison Bader at 38 versus Williams, a little bit there. Adam Jones at 38 versus Baruki, especially if you're stacking. You can look that way. You got Trey Mancini at 4K already. We talked about him. So good options there. A little farther down now, like Nick Williams, even lefty-lefty. I don't hate it the way Gio's pitching so bad. It's in play. But you go down even farther, like a Robbie Grossman maybe at 35 for a punt. Other than that, it gets real quiet real quick. Alan Hansen's 33 again for the Giants. If you need to go there, it's not a great play, but it's available if you need it. Other than that, check your lineups, see what pops up on the 9-game slate, as it will happen, but you shouldn't need too much value with the pitching. And recapping that pitching, you got Newcomb up top at 92, but the one I like is CeCe's my boy at 89. You got Mikolas at 78. And Gaudi at 86 in that mid-range. And then down below, you got Alex Cobb and Matt Harvey, two really good targets there if you need to punt. When you're looking at your offense tonight, the Yankees are they have the Ronaldo Lopez, really good play there. Dodgers versus the Mike Minor as well. So both very stackable offenses. The Indians might get overlooked a bit versus Cole Stewart. Very much in play there. You got to like the Brew Crew versus Harvey if you're not using Harvey, because just hit and miss. But Christian Yelich, great play by himself if you need him. The Phillies versus Gio is outstanding. Like that a lot. Cardinals are always hit and miss, but they could be in play versus Trevor Williams. The Nationals versus Arrieta could be sneaky. Blue Jays, Reds in a GPP. Love me some right-handed bats of the Orioles for some value. Really good looks there. So there's going to be a lot of offense tonight. Maybe small 2 to 3-man stacks, maybe some home run derby. If you're going to go all in, you're going all in with like probably the Yankees or the Dodgers most likely if you're doing that. Let's go BVP on this late slate of action. If you're looking for weather, you got slight chances of rain in the Midwest. Keep an eye on that, but nothing too crazy. Some really good hitting environments like we've seen the last few days. BVP, the Orioles never faced Barucci, so keep that in mind. But Granderson, 5-for-15, 2 doubles and a homer off of Alex Cobb. Miguel Andujar, 1-for-2 with a home run versus Ronaldo Lopez. Talked about Andujar earlier. Cesar Hernandez, only at 235, but he's taking Gio deep. Mark Reynolds, 9-for-22 with a double and a homer off Jake Arrieta. That's an interesting one. Didn't see that one coming. Orlando Arcia, Hernan Perez, was taking Matt Harvey deep. Nothing crazy. Machado's taking Mike Minor deep, but small samples all around. Matt Carpenter, 7-for-16 with a double and 3 homers off Trevor Williams. Paul DeJong, 3-for-7 with a double and a homer. Jose Martinez, 6-for-13, 2 doubles. Greg Garcia, if he cracks the lineup, 7-for-11 with a double. So as a team, small sample, but hitting 368 off Trevor Williams. Keep that in mind. Nick Hundley, Brandon Crawford, McCutcheon all have a home run off Godley. Pence has 2. And that's it. Not much for the BVP world tonight, but interesting 9-game slate. No top-end pitching like we've seen of late. We're going to see it a lot. You know, you have 1 or 2 days and then a bunch of just messes. But lots of hitting options. Come join us in the Slack chat if you want to talk it up. It's always a lot of fun there. We talked a lot of NFL yesterday for fantasy football season-long and DFS. We got PGA DFS. We got whatever you need. It's in the Slack chat, so just come join us. And as long as you're asking questions, we're talking. So come join us there. We're online at thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Go check out Dana's pitching primer piece. You have Scobie Snack's latest on Cody Bellinger. He's got another one coming up in the pipeline. I saw in the drafts on the website. You got a lot of great stuff there. You got the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast previewing this week's Dell Tech Championship. We have Around the Base with Bubba and Mo, episode 78. Talked about that. We're going to have some Bench with Bubba's this week. We got the 2-point conversion pod returning, recording tonight. So much going on, so go check it all out. Remember, our sponsor is Draft.com, promo code SDSports for entry into a free $3 tournament. The Quant Edge for all of the NFL DFS tools and optimizers you will ever need. Listen to the podcast, 2-Point Conversion Pod. Check out their tools. You'll be ready to rock and roll. Promo code BENCHED, BENCHED, for 10% off a subscription. A rating and review on iTunes would be much appreciated. And if you're looking to write, we're looking for writers. So come join us there. But with that being said, good luck. Fun night game slate on tap tonight. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 29th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.